Message number 50. Democracy to disappear, priests will be martyred. Thursday, March 3, 2011 at 23:00. Oh dearly beloved daughter, it is with joy that I welcome your attention this evening. Your absence has pained me somewhat, but I knew you would turn back to me soon. Please listen carefully. While I realize that you are busy with your life, you must understand the sheer urgency of this message. My word is being given to you in the most historical era since the beginning. For it is in this time that the world will now experience changes never witnessed by mankind to date. Get ready now, my children, wherever you are in the world. For very soon one of the most precious gifts out of my mercy will now be given to each of you. My warning, which is being given to you, will spread conversion everywhere. When this takes place, after that moment in time when the earth will stay still, love through the acceptance of the truth will be widespread. Satan's followers will find it difficult to defend their wicked behavior before the love and light that will shine through you. But although the great event which will startle you brings much conversion, you must still prepare for it. Accept that this prophecy will take place. Very few will deny it, both during and afterwards. Yet many will still continue to turn away from me. The great persecution will follow. Priests will suffer. My army of beloved followers will rise bravely and defend my existence. Yet even those who you least expect, including my Christian church leaders, will side with the evil one and his parasites. They will be seduced due to their weakness of faith. You will find that those holy vicars of mine, my loyal sacred servants, will have to defend their faith. The cruelty which will be shown to them will be similar to that I faced by my executioners. Heed this, all of you who follow me. Do not be tempted to follow the path of the traitors, even if you are frightened. Never fall for their false promises. Be brave. Pray for strength. Persecution won't last long. Brace yourselves, believers, for even those closest to you will turn away from the faith. You may find yourself isolated, laughed at, and publicly ridiculed. Ignore their taunts. I will guide you all and protect you, because this time won't last long. The most painful suffering you will experience will be their disloyalty to me, to the truth. Non-Christian nations will control. Prayer can help diminish some of the catastrophic events which will unfold. The persecution which will be inflicted on those of you who believe in me and my eternal Father will be by the nations who are empty of love. Love for God. The only love they hold in their hearts is for the power over less fortunate countries. Control is their primary aim. Glory and the pursuit of wealth and ownership over you, your country, and those of you who refuse to denounce me. Given my children, and you will find it very difficult to backtrack or retrace your steps towards me. This will require tremendous courage in the face of powerful adversity, but when you will. Should you suffer because of the passion you feel in your hearts for the love of God, my eternal Father, then you will accept this with joy in your souls. Rise of new dictators. Sudden changes in global situations, which up to now seemed like trifle unrest, will now emerge as all-out wars. Wars will lead to shortage of food. Democracy will diminish quickly and wicked dictatorships will rise. These dictatorships will, however, be very careful how they are perceived. They will come as peaceful negotiators and as saviors. In return for feeding your mouths, they will control your possessions, which will then become theirs. You will have to get permission to feed your families. In order to travel, you will need a special form of identification and will be asked to accept the mark of the beast. Run, my children. Hide. For that's not all. They will dictate how you pray, because it is not to God they turn. These, my children, are Satan's armies, and they want to steal your souls. Those of you who believe in me, get ready. Go back to your churches immediately. Pray to God the Eternal Father. Gather in groups and pray, pray, pray. Ask for reconciliation now, so that when you witness the warning, you will accept with humility the state of your souls. You will have nothing to fear. Pray too for your family and friends, your children, your neighbors. All of them need to prepare. So many will then be converted when they witness the truth of my existence. So many will not be able to withstand the shock when they see how they have offended me. Others simply won't care. The hours are ticking now. Ask me to help you. Signs, all of which have been foretold, are around you, children. See them and accept them for what they are. Uprisings. Earthquakes. Floods. Climate change. They will now escalate. Money is now becoming scarce, so too will your food. Do not believe that all is lost, for when you ask me for help, your prayers will be answered. I will hold you all by the hand and help you through this turmoil. But you must open your hearts. Block any attempt to seduce you into joining in the evil one's plotting. Retain purity of heart and mind. Be humble in your outlook. But never be afraid to defend your right to believe in me. Time to prepare your souls. The time is ready. Go now, my children, and prepare your souls. Seek through the sacraments the graces needed to sanctify your souls. Then ask me to take you in my arms and ask for salvation. My love and compassion for each and every one of you is beyond your comprehension. The warning, one of the most gracious gifts I can give you all before the final judgment even takes place, must be welcomed by you. Be thankful that you are being given this wonderful gift. Because when conversion takes place in every corner of the world, you will then be truly ready for the new heaven and earth, which will then merge as one, my paradise and the glorious inheritance each one of you is entitled to share, should you so choose. Await my warning now, my children. For the time is drawing very close now. Your loving Savior, just Judge and merciful Jesus Christ.